because I've been living next to that bloke for quite a while, and I could see that he was a bit wobbly, like, you know. I've seen the councillors go around here a few times, you know, like, you know, social services. I think they had a little bit of trouble with him, you know. Our neighbours downstairs were complaining because they had a lot of strange noises and like shuffling and stuff like that. I mean, he weren't awful. No, he weren't tricky, nothing like that. He was just, well, he didn't smell too good. You know, his personal hygiene was a bit rough. And well, the other thing was he kept budgerigars. He had quite a lot of budgerigars, and basically his balcony was next to ours. And during the summertime, where he kept his birds, it used to smell really bad. So we made a complaint, and I think that, well, we weren't directly responsible for the social services getting involved, but obviously there were other people who made complaints too, so it wasn't all down to us. But anyway, when they finally evicted him from the premises, he did not put up a fight. He barricaded himself inside that flat for was it two and a half days until the police had the authority to keep the door down. He was 85 or something like that. It was amazing that he had an enormous amount of strength, that bloke. I put it down to like hormone replacement therapy or something like that.
So yeah, it's first time you had any trouble, you know, on the street. I've been in London now for like 10 years, and so I'm coming back from train, coming across the park, and I see these three guys and like boys, you know. Anyway, this man on bicycle, they push him off, and he's like a man I know, you know. I see him around, he's like a nice man, you know. And they start kicking this man, you know, and I'm like, hey, you know, I say, hey, you know, you gotta stop this. And this one of the three, he comes over to me and he's got a knife, you know. So I can't do nothing, I'm not gonna mess with the knife. And then I stand there, and I'm like, oh, I pick up my phone, I start calling the police, but while I'm calling, they start stabbing this guy. Stop stabbing him, this guy's screaming and they're stabbing him. I'm on the police, I talk to the police on the phone, and I say, you know, they're killing this guy, killing him now, you know. And the police say, where are you? And I tell them, you know. And I stand there, I'm behind these bushes, you know, and the kids run off. I go over, this guy, he's groaning, but you know, he's bleeding really heavy. I don't know what to do, and I stay with him. And, you know, this guy, he dies in my arms, you know, and then the police, they turn up. It's fucking terrible, you know. I live in this place 10 years, I never see any shit like this. It's England, you know?